75. The City on the Rise. Although many North American cities can boast of falling crime rates and balanced municipal budgets, the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development reports that middle-class families continue to move to the suburbs. In the 1990s, suburbs contained 75% more families than did cities, compared with 25% more in 1970. Though salvaging the North American city as a place to live may seem impossible, many experts believe that rejuvenated cities can alleviate problems created by the vast suburban communities, and that they could become attractive places to live for many types of people. Some theorists say that the information age is giving cities this opportunity to grow. As email and the internet eliminate commuting to a corporate headquarters, a new generation of teleworkers, web entrepreneurs, and knowledge-based professionals will have the freedom to live where they choose. This opportunity was once seen as the death knell for cities, as it was thought that people would move away from the cities to live in small towns, mountain villages, or remote getaways. But the exact opposite may prove true. Locational freedom means people can choose to live where it is pleasant. For some, or even many, that place is the city. A city with advanced telecommunications services, proximity to universities and libraries, neighborhoods that can be navigated on foot, concert halls, museums, and restaurants that are still open at 3 a.m. will be able to compete with the sprawling suburbs. Some experts say that the demand for an intense, active, vibrant, diverse atmosphere will increase as information technology spreads. And this sort of atmosphere is exactly what healthy cities will be ready to provide.